and welcome to Getting Your Money's Worth, the show that focuses on value. I'm Judith West, and our guest today is Jack Mitchell, CEO of Riches, Mitchells, and Marshes, who's written two books, Hug Your Customer and Hug Your People. And he's a good friend.
Thank you, Judith.
After it's over, we're gonna, I'm going to hug you.
Big right.
hug. Okay, Jack, thanks for being on the show.
I'm thrilled to be
here. I always
here
like
Thank
to have you.
You.
Tell me something. First, you did Hug Your Customer,
yes.
and then Hug Your People.
Yes.
Are you saying that your people, your employees, I think you call them associates.
You do, or huggers, I like to call them. Right?
You're putting them on the same plane. They're as important to you as your customers.
In many regards, they're more important.
More
of course.
Important.
Of course, Judith. Because if, you know, you don't give customer service hugging your customers in a vacuum. Who gives customer service? People give customer service.
Right.
Your associates or your employees give customer service.
Yeah.
And before I forget it, you may recall the last time I always wear my tape because the ideas in my book are real ideas from my family business.
As a matter of fact, you talk in your book about one of your management style, and you say you manage by walking.
Of course, I like to walk around.
You walk around.
Of course, I want to meet and greet not only our customers, but as importantly, how do we motivate? How do we inspire our associates that work with us? And it's many times about the little simple things that make them feel good, like happy birthday.
Exactly. But you talk about something, a word that it's really a kind of old fashioned. You talk about the word nice, and. Nice is something that we don't hear that much, and you talk about a niceness culture. Does your environment, your three stores, and by the way, you are the largest in volume independent specialty store chain in the nation. So congratulations!
Thank you
and what
very
are you,
much.
Four generations?
Third generation.
Third generation.
Well, we're working on the fourth.
I want to get back to that, but let's go back to the nice piece.
Nice is very important.
Nice is important. Nice is hard to define. You kind of know it when you see it, but it's hard to define.
Well, you know, one of the ways I define nice, when you fly, let's say, from New York to Denver, about over the Mississippi, about over St. Louis, you know whether the person sitting next to you is nice or not, don't you?
Well, sometimes it doesn't even take that long.
Sometimes it could be right out of going out of LaGuardia or Kennedy. Of
course, I get one more guy that keeps hugging that armrest, Jack, I'm going
to
give him one of these.
But if said to you, you know, how about a seat? May I help you put the bag up top? Would you, you know, you can have the middle thing for your middle place for your Coke or your martini. That's what you want. You want to start talking. Or maybe you recognize the person just wants to read. Or you want to read, or you have some business to do, your laptop comes out, they don't bother you. They are nice. People, we hire really, you know, the new book is really just a blueprint. It's a blueprint for hiring nice people.
Yeah. It's the Mitchell blueprint for success.
Exactly.
Okay, so you hire nice people.
We do.
I mean, what do you do? When you put an ad in the paper, you say, if you're not nice, don't apply?
No, of course not. But when they come in, we hire for our culture rather than skill set. You can find good tailors. You can find people that know how to sell. Strippers and receivers.
So you bypass skills for niceness, for personality.
Exactly. For the five principles, and the first one, as you say, is nice.
Okay, we're going to go back to that. But, I have retailing in my blood.
Remember that, of course.
I think that's one of the reasons I like you so much. Anyway, I worked for an icon in retailing, Milton Petrie.
Mm.
And whenever I would take a resume to him, he would say, I don't care about it. I don't want to see it. It's only a piece of paper. Tell me.
Tell me about the people.
Tell me what kind of a person. Does he have a brain? He said, you can teach anything. You can't teach motivation, and you can't teach brains.
Exactly.
And I've never forgotten that.
Exactly. Working
for him was better than getting an MBA from Harvard.
See?
Okay, so one of the first of the five principles, we're now into the Mitchell blueprint, because this show is getting your money's worth. So we're going to get people their money's worth.
Okay,
first
good.
One is nice.
Second one is trust.
Trust.
Integrity is really the most important principle that we have, because not only do they don't steal clothes or don't steal diamonds that we sell, it's about, will they really be candid with you, Judith? Will they really be open? Will they tell you how they really feel about an issue, feel about a customer service issue? Will they really be open and candid and tell you everything that is they need to know
and
to make their...
Right, and it's almost like, can you trust them to carry forward your brand?
Exactly, our brand,
and project
how we give extraordinary customer service, every little thing. We want them to be open and candid on all issues.
Yeah, I have to go back to one more Milton Petrie story about trust. When I interviewed with him, he asked me how much money I made, and I told him. Right. He said, "Oh, you want a lateral?" I said, "No, I want an increase," which he gave me. He said, "When you return here in 2 weeks, bring me your W-2 form. I want to see." And I think you asked for W-2.
Occasionally, we ask for W-2.
So he said, "Bring me I want to see."
Sometimes the associates will actually have their W because they're used to that kind of
pressure. Jack, I have the W-2 form. I folded it in half, and I handed it to him like this. He took it from me, and he looked at it. It was folded. And he said, "Does this say what you told me it said?" I said, "Of course, Mr. Petrie." He said, "Fine." He handed it back to me, never opened it. That was my first lesson. I was a young woman in the corporate world. That was my first lesson in trust, and I've never forgotten it.
So, you know, I even quoted it sometimes. If the setting is right, I might even say, do you always tell the truth, Judith? You can watch the nonverbal reaction.
I would remember. That's a very good question. Do you always tell the truth?
Right.
It's a very good question.
So some people say yes, and some people say, well, occasionally I might. So tell me about it, and you can listen and learn from those types. So integrity is and trust is the second principle, and of course then the third principle is pride. Once you work for a business or in our case a store, where you're trusted and you're nice. You take pride in what you do. You take pride in doing the right thing for the right customers at the right time, or the right thing for the associates that work with you. You make sure if you're a seamstress or a tailor, you make sure you sew every little stitch. When you do real buttonholes, that they come out just perfectly, because you know that the store is built on integrity and giving customer service and giving that customer the very, very best they can be.
So the associates
they
get their ego gratification. From satisfying the customer.
We put them in our brochures. We take pictures, and they're in their brochures. So you know how proud they are that they do that? They're proud that that we raised $1 million last week at Mitchell's on a charity event. They were there. They were with our customers. They were watching people buy, you know, trips and so forth. They were there and helping out. So they felt part of the community.
So we're now at nice, trust, pride.
And then we really include them. We're a very inclusive organization. I have 5 I's in my book, right?
We don't have too much time, but I want you to tell briefly about this 4+1. I love that idea.
You like that one?
I love it. What's 4+1?
4+1 is when you have a particular issue that you're working on. Let us say it's a buying issue, whether you should buy this brand or that brand or what the new styles might be. You might bring in somebody from finance. You might bring in somebody that really has nothing to do with it, but they have good common sense, and they can listen from an outside perspective.
So that's the plus one. You might have all the merchants and a financial person or an advertising person.
Exactly.
And what you're looking for is a blue sky thought, an out-of-the-box thought.
Absolutely, an outside-the-box thought. Exactly right. So you include them that way, and they feel very, very special. But the inclusiveness is, I have 5 I's, as you know from the book. You really genuinely invite people to come in. You genuinely want their input. It's not just baloney.
It's not pro forma.
No. You really want them.
Right.
Then they feel included and involved. And then when the results come out, they feel invested. They feel they own part of it.
They're a partner.
Even though they may not have accepted all the ideas, they became part of the process.
Okay, and our last principle?
Our principle is recognize. You have to recognize people. You have to pay people,
now,
like you were saying about your W-2s.
Yeah, you got to pay them.
You got to pay them well, and then some.
And then some.
However, I believe that in most cases, money is not the issue. It's whether, do they really care about them? Do you know their names, their nicknames, their birthdays?
Right.
Do you know that today was our, we have a seamstress, I'm sorry, a presser who's worked with us for 30 years, and she's 75 years old today, and that hug I gave her in this pressing room this morning was more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
But speaking about this recognition, though, I also like something that you said in your book, which was something I learned early on, too. People remember the first salary you give them. The first amount of money you give them is the most important.
Yes.
Because that gives them enough money to know that, make them feel that you respect them.
Exactly. And then another, as you know from my book, sometimes we give a surprise little bonus.
Yeah, a surprise
bonus. It could be $100, it's all of a sudden after 2 or 3 months of working.
But it's that touch.
Exactly. Right. It's an extraordinary thing.
Jack, you almost defy, your company almost defies the theory. You're a third generation working on fourth generation. You're closest. Your mom and dad started this business.
How, 50 years ago.
And you believe
50
in,
years
and,
ago.
50 years ago. Congratulations.
Thank
and you,
you
believe in family being in the business.
We certainly do.
How is it? You have four sons.
Your My brother has three.
Your brother has three. So tell me something. Were you guys born with a special Mitchell Nice gene?
I think we were born.
Is niceness in your DNA?
I think we inherited a lot from our parents, yes. And my mom and dad were very nice people, and they really cared about people. And I think that, that whether it would be holidays or our family, our friends, the community, I think they set a great role model, and my brother and I, candidly, yeah. and we happened to marry wonderful people. I mean, I've been married for 47 years.
Congratulations again. To the same person?
For the same person.
Wow,
same
that defies it. And she's in business with you.
Yes, she is. Right. Can you imagine just going to work for half of your life with your mother and your father and your brother, then your wife joins the team, your four sons come into the business, and my three nephews come in?
It's amazing.
And we all do, candidly, honestly, we get along. We work at it.
You work at it.
That's an amazing story. Another book. I'll be back here
You'll be back with that. Hug your family, which
exactly.
you do all the time.
Hug
but
your
also,
family.
You say something, too, about the founder of the business.
Yes.
The founder of the business, you say, is a two-for-one. And I like that.
Well,
we have 1 minute left. What's a two-for-one?
Well, you know, a two-for-one is, you know, to me, we have my mother and my father. I mean,
right.
my mother was more, she was a real part of that business. My mother and my father were definitely part of this business. They were the founders that gave us, they gave us the extra, the, always that extra hug. And I think my brother and I have done that too.
Right. But it's almost like you guys, it's almost like you took over the baby that your mom delivered.
We did, and we grew that baby.
And you grew that baby.
We grew that
right.
baby and became a young adult.
Right.
Now it's a middle-aged adult. And let me assure you, with our three stores and what we're doing, one customer at a time, one associate at a time.
Right.
We're in the people business. That's the point of the people,
yeah, right.
the book.
And you know something?
And people,
right.
people are emailing
right.
me, and it's just amazing.
Right. And I enjoyed the. I read this one and that one.
Thank
but you.
You
know something also, Jack? I never personally, I never wanted to work for people that weren't nice. It means something
when
to
say. When you get up in the morning and you want to come to work,
right, you work,
and you come with friends, people.
Right.
I don't call it work, I call it play, it's
the biggest compliment. I know your people say it. I work for a nice man. And by the way, I was out the night before socially, and I said, I'm interviewing Jack Mitchell from Richards, and somebody said, Richards, oh my God, you get the best service there. So on that note, we'll end.
Thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thanks so much.
You're watching Judith West at Getting Your Money's Worth with one of our favorite guests, Jack Mitchell.